Chapter 20. The Path. 273. The best of all paths is the Eightfold Path. The best of truths is the Fourfold Truth. The best of dharmas is non-attachment. The best of humans is the seer. Note, the Eightfold Path was described in Chapter 14, The Buddha, in the note following verse 191. The seer, the one who sees, is the Buddha. With his wisdom eye, he sees that everything that occurs, all compounded phenomena, are impermanent and devoid of inherent existence. Seeing this, there is nothing to gain or lose. 274. There is no other path that leads to seeing clearly. You must follow this path which completely stupefies Mara. Note. Seeing clearly or purely is to see the purity of all phenomena. When reification ceases, the fantasy of self-existing objects dissolves and the world is bright and translucent. There is seeing what is, without filling it with one's own thickening and dulling interpretations. Mara is the guardian of the ego. As long as the ego is complacent and unquestioning, Mara causes little trouble. But when people make effort to free themselves from dulling habits and start to practice virtue, then Mara is actively hostile and tries to catch them and fill them with fear and anxiety. Mara cannot comprehend liberation, awakening, freedom, and so when we enter this path, he cannot grasp what is going on. The more he tries to understand it, the more dazed, bewildered, and stupefied he becomes, and this makes him more dangerous. 275. By keeping to this path, you will bring an end to suffering. I teach this path with the full knowledge of the ground of thorns. Note. Here the Buddha is speaking directly to us. He is teaching from his own experience and knows the validity of what he says. He indicates that he knows well the ground or source out of which all thorns arise. Seemingly real objects or entities, in all their myriad forms, have the same ground, ignorance. From ignorance comes deluded imagining, followed by grasping at the delusory forms as if they were real and reliable. If ignorance is dissolved in clarity, there is no ground to give rise to any thorns, obstacles, poisons, problems, and so on. 276. Teaching is given by the thus gone Buddhas. You yourself must strive to apply it. Those who meditate and abide in profound equanimity are completely freed from Mara's binding. 277. All that is compounded is impermanent. When this is seen with true discernment, one will not be afflicted by suffering. This is the pure path. 278. All that is compounded is suffering. When this is seen with true discernment, one will not be afflicted by suffering. This is the pure path. 279. All phenomena are without inherent existence. When this is seen with true discernment, one will not be afflicted by suffering. This is the pure path. 280. When it is time to get up and act, they do not get up. Though young and strong, they're lazy. Their mind is feeble in its attempts to gain clarity. Such a lazy person will not find the path of clear knowing. 281. With the purity of these three paths of activity, being careful in speech, well restrained in mental activity, and doing nothing unvirtuous with the body, may we be stable on the path taught by the sage, Buddha. 282. Flourishing arises from yoga. Without yoga, flourishing declines. Knowing these two paths of progress and decline, inasmuch as flourishing increases, to that extent is one firmly established in the right way. Note, the Tibetan version of this text uses the term naljur, yoga, whereas the Pali text uses the term for meditation. Naljur indicates entering an easy way of being, not struggling but resting free of attachment and intention. The Tibetan text also says punchok, flourishing, whereas the Pali text uses the term for wisdom. When our intention and energy are freed from developing the causes of suffering, then our life resources can encourage the flourishing of all that is good. 283. Cut down the whole forest, not just a single tree. Fear arises from the forest. If you cut down the forest and all the undergrowth, monk, you will be in nirvana. Note. In the dark forest of our imaginings, the five poisons flourish. The whole forest must be destroyed along with all the shoots and bushes of habits and tendencies. We cut the forest by cutting off craving through seeing that it operates on false premises. The ego is not real. Its desires are like a dream. Waking is safer than sleeping. 284. For as long as the man has even the slightest desire for a woman, to that extent binding is in place, just as a suckling calf is bound to its mother. 285. Just as one pulls up an autumn lily by hand, so one should cut off all self-cherishing. As the happily gone Buddha has said, cultivate the peaceful path that leads to nirvana. 286. I will live here during the rainy season and also during winter and spring. The fool imagines his future in this way, unaware of what may interrupt his plan. Note, since death may come at any time, we should hold all our plans lightly. They are imaginings, not certainties. 287. As a great flood carries away a sleeping village, death carries off one whose mind is deeply attached to children and cattle. 288. When death puts us under its power, we find no refuge in our family. Sons, fathers, relatives, none can provide the protection we need. 289. Seeing the power of this fact, the wise person, contained and moral, quickly clears the path that leads to nirvana.